to see Dwight Lowry back on the field doing some work?
Yes, we got you know, a couple of guys back that we had planned on having back sooner than later, and you know, Dwight was able to come back out and be a full participant and practice today, and the next step will be to get him some contact work, and that'll take place in the practice on Monday.
On Monday, he will
yes.
be contact.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Roddy, day off?
Day off, planned, scheduled. You know, we've got a prescription for a lot of our players in terms of the number of reps they're going to do, and this was Roddy's day.
Is Anger on the same schedule as?
Yes, he is. Both of those guys are in the same stage of the concussion protocol, which the first thing that they do is they come back and have to have a non-contact practice, and then after they have their one non-contact practice, the final step is a padded or contact practice, and our next contact practice will take place on Monday.
What was how did Jake Matthews look when you checked out the film?
I thought Jake had a really good game. I said it after the game. He's on a fast track to be a great player in this league. Thought he did some really good things.
Run game, pass protection.
Having a real game.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How did the team look overall after having their first banging game?
I thought that, like all preseason games, there's some things that you really like, and there's some things that you scratch your head about as, you know, as a coach in terms of the execution. But I think that there were some positives. I like the way that the offense started the game with 18 plays. I think it was a 15 official plays, but an 18 play drive answering a score that Miami put up on their first drive. Quarterback went 7 for 7. We kept them clean. And those are the important things. We got some explosive plays on the offensive side. Some young guys earned some more playing time by what they did in the field. And then there were some negative things. We've got to score touchdowns in the red zone. In this league, if you don't score touchdowns in the red zone more times than not, you're going to get beat. You put a set of 3 field goals, it's 3 touchdowns, and you can do the math, and you can see it's 28-10 ball game.
I see one of the things that you guys were working on today was Julio in the red zone. I mean, of course, when you get to the regular season, he's going to be a big key for you guys when it comes to red zone.
It is, and the practice plan was set in advance. We knew that we needed to get red zone work right after the first preseason game, simply because you just don't ever know how many snaps you're going to get in a game. We know on average we're going to get 2 series down there in the red zone. We got 3, and we were 0-for-3, and that's something that we got to be much better at.
Your update on Dobbins?
On who?
Dobbins.
Dobbins left the game, did not return with an ankle injury. We anticipate a day or two, and then he'll be back out with us.
How do you think Devin Hester did?
Thought Devin did all right. We got to be more secure with the ball. The guy knocked the ball out, so it's something that we have to drill all of our guys with. But we'll make sure that the guys are going after the ball so that we have good ball security. But, you know, Devin is one of the most explosive pick punt returners and kickoff returners in the history of the NFL, so we're glad he's on our team.
Okay, guys, last one. Points of coming into the season was tackling. And I know that this was just the first game out, but how did you evaluate the actual tackling and the angles and stuff like that?
I thought that that there were some very good examples of good tackling. I thought there were some examples of not bringing your feet. The very first play of the game, I didn't think that we tackled well. We took a poor angle and we had a missed tackle. But it was for the second time that we've gone out and done the full speed plays. I thought it was pretty good. I thought that the secondary did a very good job attacking the ball. I thought that they did a nice job in terms of illegal contact. We had one illegal contact, and that was on a linebacker. So there were some positive things there, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say that there were some things that that we did do well, and that was one of them. The big thing that sticks out is we cannot have nine penalties. Those nine penalties, there was 240 yards given up that would have been on our stat sheet. You know, you start talking about the hidden yards in a game. It looks like a 10-yard penalty on the stat sheet. Well, it brought back a 70-something yard touchdown run. We had a 30-yard completion. We had a 20-yard completion. So we've got to play smarter in terms of the penalties. We can't go through and have these types of numbers as we go through the season. But I did like the effort and the attitude that the guys approached the game with.
Were any of those borderline, the penalties, did you ever, any of them you said, you know, maybe that was a tough
No,
call.
I think that the officials did a fairly good job in,
right.
in calling.
You,
yeah, you're not going
to
get me in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
In terms
but
of,
I'm talking about as far as like you know, like a guy.
Well,
like,
we had a personal foul penalty that right. was definitely after the whistle, and you know, we want to play through the whistle, okay, not after the whistle, and it was definitely a good call. Mm-hmm.